We're not walking this thing alone. We're walking this with somebody who's gone through it and gotten the victory. So with the kids back there, we've been talking about their father. And we use the analogy the Lion King, because the father king was Simba, right? Or Mufasa. Yeah, Mufasa. And it was in his DNA. When we become born again, it's in our DNA to be champions. Because who's the champion? Jesus. What? Jesus is the champion, and Jesus' DNA, when Paul was talking about it, says, I've been crucified with Christ, but then I was buried with Christ, and then I'm raised again with Christ. There is a mixture of who Christ is. Remember, say, where's Jesus? He's inside of me. He's inside of me, and when I walk around as a victor, not a victim, because I'm an overcomer because of who Christ is in me. Christ in me, the hope of glory. When I was yesterday in men's prayer, man, I just felt like there are battles that are being fought. Amen. Happening right now. And the scripture that came to me was Hebrews 11. It was about Abraham. And it said Hebrews 11, it says, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place where he would later receive his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Come on. What is this going to look like? What is it going to look like? What does the inheritance look like? What did the inheritance look like for Simba? What did the inheritance look like for you? I do not know where I'm going. What was Abraham's promise? Good. I don't know. What was Abraham's promise? She doesn't probably know, Jamie. Father of many nations. So logically, if he's going to be a father of many nations, right? And the number of his children is going to be more than what? The grains of sand? So he's going to have like 1,000 wives, and he's going to have to, you know.
No.
Right? No? That's not right? No. Nah, that's too many. No, that's right. But logically speaking, where are you going to go with that? And here's what I feel in the Spirit. There is a promise that is beyond our understanding that's going to take us to a place where we haven't been before. That's why when provision is the object of our warfare, the promise is the object of heaven. They want to release the promise. They want to speak the word. When we get baptized today, well, I want prophetic words over everyone, because what is that? That is the promise of God saying, this is who you are. You are the son of your father. This is your kingdom. This is your domain. This is your promise. And that was Abraham's promise. Abraham had a promise that he was going to be the father of many nations. Anybody here have a promise? Nobody here? Guys, kids, you guys got promises? Lucas, what's your promise? You know your promise, Dom? Yeah, you do. Heidi, what's Dom's promise? Those prophetic words that have been spoken over your life. Jesus, absolutely. Jesus is with you, right? That means you're a victor. What about you, Lucas? Do you remember your prophetic word? I do. Lucas has a heart of gold like David, right? He's a heart of gold, and he's a pastor, and he's a minister of the love of God, right? You take people by the hand. That's their promise. What does that mean if you have a promise? You have a future. You have a future, Jake. You have a promise. That means whatever you're facing right now, you're facing that knowing that God has promised you a future. I have a future. David had a future. What was David versus David and Goliath's future? I'm going to need some help here this morning. Yeah. Who's going to help me? I know the kids like to help me, but I need a David and I need a Goliath. That's what I need. I love this part. Do we have a David? Bo would be a good David. I like Bo. Bo, could you be my David? Who could be my Goliath? I want someone tall. You're not quite tall enough. I want a tallest guy, big guy. Jack's big guy. He's not here, though. I don't even see Jack. Tony, can you be my big guy?
Yeah.
All right. Sebastian volunteered you.
Thanks a lot.
All right. But David is a worshiper, right? David was a man after God's own heart. So you're going to stand over here. Wait, Goliath, good job. No, well, maybe. Okay. David's a worshiper. You're a worshiper, right? Do you love to worship? How do you worship? When do you like to worship? What do you do?
Dance like David.
How did David dance? He did. He was an army guy, absolutely. He danced up and down. He jumped. He was pretty wild, right? He jumped up and down. He was going crazy, right? Because he knew that God was with him, okay? So here's David, and here's Goliath. David, did you know David had a promise? And like just like Bo has a promise. Bo has a promise. Over. David was promised to be what? King! Before he faced Goliath, Samuel anointed him king. This young man is anointed. Do you know his promise? Because his promise is his permission and his future. So David knew it. He knew it. He worshipped. He loved the Lord. And when God says something, just like Abraham said, God said something about my future. That means God said it. It's enough for me. That's all I need to know. David, you got a promise. Bo, you got a promise about your future. That's all. It was beyond my understanding. I don't even know where I'm going, but you know what? I have a promise, and that's all I need. So David had a promise, and Goliath came, and Goliath, he was trying to intimidate David, right? He was talking smack to Dave. Now, look at that. Look at them pecs. Wow, the guy must be working out. Yeah, nice. But he was saying, you're just a little puppy. You're just a little puppy. You're like a little twig. You're just going to break you, right? Right? And that's what Goliath said. But you know what was know what David knew? David knew that he and God were on the same team. Remember we're on the same team. So that means that what God has access to, David has access to. So when he comes to battle, he's not fighting alone, but who's with him? And who? Jalen, come up here. That's right. Jalen's going to be an angel because you are an angel. Come on. But the angels are surrounded. The angels were surrounding them. You want to grab some of those, a couple of those? Yep. Angels were surrounding David. So I need another angel. Avery, you're going to be an angel? Get behind David. Marky, Micah, would you be an angel? So when David faced Goliath, what he said was, you come at me with a sword and a spear, all the natural things, but I'm coming at you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies. David was identifying with himself as a soldier, and he had the Lord of heaven's armies. You guys are representing the armies of God, right? And they were totally surrounded, so they're armed, right? Now, can Goliath see the armies? Does Goliath see you guys? No, here, take one. All right, take one. You want blue, don't you? Anybody else want to be an angel? Oh, you got one too. Okay, so is it just David? No. We got angels' armies. Oh, all right. Any another angel? All right, angel. Uh-oh, this is looking bigger and bigger. Hold on to your arm there. Anybody else? All right. Come on, Luke. Anybody else want to be an angel? Anybody else want to be an angel? Looks like Goliath, you don't see all them angels, so you think
no,
you got this.
You
only seen this little guy right here. This is all that Goliath sees in the natural. But oh, yeah. Step up a little bit.
I only see the tiny guy right
here. He only sees the tiny guy, but David knew. In his spear, that's what he had. You come at me with this. So David, he said, you come at me with the sword and the spear and a javelin, but I come at you in the name of the Lord of heaven's army, the God of the armies of Israel, who you have defiled. Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head, and I will give you to the dead bodies, to the men and the birds and the wild animals. David knew that he was going to be victorious, so he began to sling, and he said, you're going to go down, and he threw it. Throw! Fight everybody, boom, 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 and Goliath went down, and David ran, yes, come on, and David ran, you guys stay here, David ran up to the giant, oh, look at him, and he took the sword, and he, boom, and he was there, and that was it, and his victory, cut off his head, the enemy was defeated, and then David took his head, so grab his head, Your head's gone. He grabbed his head and he carried it around and he carried around. The head represented everything that was against him. And he took it and he displayed it. He said, God's promise is greater than everything that intimidates us and shows us. And he showed it and they marched and said, let's see the head. Let's see the head of the Goliath, because he was defeated and it demonstrated God's power on the earth. And that's the moment we're in right now. That's the moment many of us, come on, get it up. Go sit. Go have a seat. Good job, you guys. Thank you so much. Awesome. Thank you. Tony, the angel's armies, the Lord of angels' armies is on my side. Come on. The Lord of heaven's armies is on my side. It's time to demonstrate that. Every single one of you have a promise. You have a promise. Every one of these kids have a promise. What is your promise? No wonder the enemy is trying to deceive us and take the promise away. He's trying to take the promise away of your life because he wants you to look at what's going on in the natural. In the natural, Abraham was old. He got very old. He had one wife that couldn't have kids. How can I be the father of many nations? I have this promise when my wife can't have kids. It doesn't make any sense. But Abraham knew when God spoke something, that's all I need to have. I'm reminded by when Jamie was telling me something about cows, and they were going to go sell cows, and there was a difficult time, and they were going, and they were hearing the news. Goliath was saying, the prices are low for cows right now. The prices, you're not going to get what you want. You're not going to get need. And then Jamie said,
come on.
What did Jamie say?
Jamie.
You had a word. You said, the Lord, you promised. Yes, and what money would come from where? She took the promise and she held on to it. And that's all that she had, but that's all that she needed. And she went into that situation with the promise, and it was enough to overcome everything that was around her. That's the demonstration. The thing that was talking about Hannah, that the miracles with Jacob, it was a thing that everything looked negative, everything looked bad. Goliath wanted him to look at your own physical being, but Abraham knew that God, the creator of the universe, was on his side. I want to tell you this morning, kids, I want to tell you this morning, adults, that the God and the creator of the universe is on your side. Come on, you can't look at your own self, your own body, and say that thing is so limited. That thing is so limited. It's not who you are. That's why we're identifying with our call. We're identifying with our prophetic words. We're identifying with the promises of God. And that's who we are. That's what we're speaking into your kids. That's what we're identifying this. Every single one of your kids have a prophetic word. Everyone, we get them typed up and we speak it to them. Why? Because you empower them by speaking life and identity. You don't identify with that which was old and dead, who they were before Christ. You identify them who they are with Christ, because that's who they are. That's who they are. That was written before all the time began. Those things are passed away. Above all things are new. That's why I love the symbolism of baptism. I'm telling you, it's a complete abandonment of the old and the new. Man, all of it's gone. I'm going to let it go. There is a battle that goes on, and the victory is not binding the devil. The victory is celebrating the majesty, the power. Come on, what happened to you when you became? I have the victorious Christ Jesus on his side. When I take the field, I'm not doing it alone. If Christ is in me, therefore all my circumstances are in the same place. So I face that right there as Christ with me, the hope of glory. I have been given a promise, and I need to stand on the promises of God that he gave me. He called me. He told me I was going to be a great father. He told me that I'd go to the nations. He told me I'd build this house. I don't know where I'm going right now, but I hear the Lord say, stay, be planted. I hear the Lord say, this is the place you need to be. And until he says something, that's what I'm going to do. Come on, I'm going to be faithful. Come on. What is God telling you right now? It's so vital and so important because that's who we are. Come on. It's about who we are. I just feel like so much faith is trying to rise up on the inside of us. I really believe that the old way, I say old way of thinking, so much when we face Goliath, we go, man, that's a big sword. You could say that he's a big dude. He's 10 foot, right? Does your situation look like a mountain? Does that matter? It really doesn't. It really doesn't matter how big he is. It really doesn't matter what he has because of who you are and who's with you. So David didn't even, he said, okay, that's what you think you got, but I know what I got. The question is, do you know what you got? Do you know what you got? And that's when we ask the kids, we say, who are you? Who are you guys? Who are you? Well, that's right. You're a mighty warrior. Woo! That's right. You're a mighty warrior. Who else are you? Child of God. Do I face life in perspective as a child of God? So if I'm a child of God, therefore I have a father who's in heaven. And I have a father who's in heaven who has my inheritance. You guys know what inheritance means? That means it's got all those things at our disposal. Who he is. Come on. His spirit, his power, all that is on my side. He's for me. He's with me. So we're in a place where the Goliath will speak and he will intimidate us. And what needs to happen is that we face life in the perspective of who we are in the new creation, and those old things are passed away, right? Above all things are new. Because if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Amen? He's a new, that means something different. Maybe I need another help. Do I need something? I always like help. It keeps everybody's attention rise. Lucas, would you come up here? And Dominic, would you come up here? Okay, I need a sheet. Do I have like a blanket, like a tablecloth? Jeff, could you go get it? So this is David. What's your name? Lucas. This is Lucas, and this is going to be Lucas, okay? So one of you is going to play the old man, and he's going to lay down, and then the new man, okay? Because that's who we are in Christ. We're going to talk about baptism today. Old things are passed away, and we're going to count those things dead. So the Bible said, Paul says, all right, so in baptism, you guys know what happens in baptism? Right? Like that, and he's going to go down, right? He's going to go down. Oh, so Lucas is down. All right. Now, does Lucas stay down? Lay down. Lay down. Lay down. Does he stay down? No, he doesn't stay down. The Bible says, I've been crucified with Christ, I've been buried in Christ, but then, come here, then, okay, so we're just going to let that down. But I am risen with Christ. So I'll be Jesus. You're with me, okay? This is Luke now. He's been risen with Christ. Old things are passed away. Above all things are new. That means he's a new creation, something that has never, he kind of looks the same. Well, you look a little different. You don't quite look like Lucas, but you're good. So, he's a new creation. That means there are new things about this guy that wasn't there before. There's something different now. Something has changed. I am a new creation. Something's new creation. That means there's new inheritance. There's new way. There's a new family line. It's the Lion King. It's that whole family line from generation now belongs to this one. His inheritance is the throne. His inheritance is seated in high places. His inheritance is dominance, to have dominion over sin. Is that exciting? Yeah, that's exciting. So that's who he is. Old things are passed away. Man, are you still there, Lucas? He's really still. He is. But here's the thing. We have to remind ourselves that this is not how we fight battles anymore. This is not what we do. We don't look at ourselves anymore in that point of view. We look at ourselves in this point of view. A new creation, a new God's Son. So when we face our circumstances, we don't look at all of our old junk and our faults and our mistakes and all of that. That's the enemy trying to get the old man moving. Try to move Lucas a little bit. Oh, no, it's not it. Hey, you are a new creation. You are a mighty warrior because God ordained you to speak to the nations, to go places. What's his word? You will have, dominion. That you would have dominion. You are dominating Dominic. Come on, give me a high five. You are dominating Dominic. There are situations, it's wonderful because when they come to you, you face life in that because God spoke it. That's who I am. Therefore, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. This is who I am. I'm awesome. I don't have to worry about my own strength, the own ways I do it. Man, I got to figure it out. No, you don't have to figure it out. You have to know that your God is awesome. He's your creator God. Come into this love that was in this room and trusted him. Abraham trusted that God was able to fulfill that what he promised. He said, you promised it, therefore you are able to fulfill it. It's not up to this man, you still there? To fulfill it. This man already has everything he needs. So the promise is to focus on this man. This is gone, right? The Bible says, are you still there, Lucas? So when we engage, okay, let's go over here. I'm just going to have you over here. The Bible says when Jesus, he took everything that was against us and he nailed it down to the cross. That means it's done. Some of us need to say it's done. It's over. Okay, that old thing is gone. That's not me. When that thing tries to come on me, you say, you know what? It's gone. It's done. It's been nailed to the cross. Lucas, you trust me? It's been nailed to the cross. So when that old man tries to, move, write down, you ready? You're going to say, no, that's not me anymore. That's not who I am. That brings fear. If it's bringing fear and doubt, that's not God. Come on. What was that song about fear? She's calling, yeah, fear's a liar. That's another good song. But then another one say, she's talking about fear's trying to call her up, and she says, no, I'm not dating you anymore or something. Anybody know that song I'm talking about? Okay, I'm sounding weird then. Let's just forget it. We're not going to do that. So Lucas, you trust me? Okay, I need one of your hands here. Later we're going to pray for healing. Do you want to use the hammer? So he took everything. So when that dead man tries to come back up and you're facing a situation and Goliath, or it's a relationship issue, or it's a place where I know I have to trust God. Listen, Abraham had to let go of everything. He went to a place where he did not know he was going. It is unfamiliar territory. How many like to go to unfamiliar places and leave everything on the line? Yeah, I don't know if I can raise my hand on that. Have you? The more we do it, the more we let go, the more we realize who God really is and who we are. So he intentionally lets us be in those situations because we're not in danger. We just don't know who we are. We're this guy. We're to have dominion. This is who we really are. This isn't. If we think this way, man, it's hard. So when that thing kind of moved, we got to say, I really feel that. I feel that this is anointed. This is kind of dirty, but it's anointed. It's done. When he went to the cross, he said amazing words. He said, it's what? It's just started? No. It's done. It's done. This is your new life. It's done. You ready? You want to do this? Okay, Lucas, I got a hammer here. Okay, ready? It's done. You okay? You can't talk. You're dead. Not even moving. Not even moving. Ready? He's not even moving. He's done. He tries to get up and says, no, I am not going. That is not who I am. Well, you deserve this because you double. No, enemy, you're a liar. Fear, you're a liar. You're a mistake. You're not a mistake. Before I was even born, Lord, we went to the Psalms where David said, my name has been written. The days have been written before me, Lord God. You knew me. You knew me. Yeah. I was meant to be here right now. I'm not a mistake. I'm not a failure. I am the chosen one. I am a child of God. I am the beloved. I am loved. I am precious. And you focus on that and you say, no more. I'm not going to let it happen to me anymore. I'm not going to allow it. It's done. That's what baptism, it's over. It's complete. It's a finished work. It's done. Thank you, Lucas. Let's give him a hand. Complete. It's gone. Oh, it's hot. Was it hot? Was it hot in there? Man, you're sweating. Sorry. You could have gotten some air. I probably should have monitored that a little bit better. That's why I used it on my son, because I didn't test that out, Jake. So now I can have some restoring time of our relationship. Dad, why did you try to kill me? You guys, this is where we're at. It's about letting go. Baptism is about letting go, saying, God, all right, your promise is everything. Listen, his grace is sufficient for you. His grace is sufficient for you. His grace is sufficient for you. All the fights you are facing right now, I really believe right now it's a place of just completely laying it down and let that thing surround you like we were just singing this morning. The Lord of Heaven's army is on your sides, guys. Everything right now, the Lord of Heaven's army is on your side. He's surrounding you. What does that mean? That means you need to be you now. You need to let go of all those ways that you try to make things happen. I know the promises of God, and I've been working so hard to make them happen, but the Lord of Heaven's armies, I really believe in this surrender, the Lord is going to fight your battles. He's going to defeat every thought of fear. His worry is gone forever because the love of God casts out all fear. His perfect love is being demonstrated right now. It said, while I was still a sinner, you did this for me, God. That means nothing that I can do could earn this. Your love is just crazy consistent. And it just doesn't stop. Even when I make a mistake, it doesn't stop. He says, listen, that's dead. I don't want to deal with that. I'm not going to deal with that thought because it's gone. So he doesn't acknowledge it. He says, this is who you are. You're my prophet. You're the one speaking life to the nations. This is who you are. That's who you are, kids. You're a mighty warrior. That's just who you are. Born of something new, and you're powerful. and your inheritance, and your God is so passionate about revealing who you are. Amen? So we get to have baptism today. I think that's a great. I think this is a starting point for many things for us, because there is a surrendering and a letting go of a lot of things. If you've been baptized already, and I think we could do it again. Can we do it again? Absolutely. We'll do it again. Why? Because from this day on, those things, and you know what they are, have been trying to come back in your life and bring fear and doubt or a mistake, and it's brought in pain, but it really just belongs gone because that's not who you are. Come on. They're gone. We're not into anger management around here. I'm not going to manage any anger. We're going to kill it. Is that graciously? Of course. We're not going to actually kill you. But we're going to say we're not going to deal with that. We're going to speak who you really are. You have access to every peace that passes all understanding because of who you are. You have access to floods of joy because of who you are. You have access to all the long suffering you will ever need because of who you are. You have access to all of the provisions, and everything's already been made because it's in the promise of God. So my focus is just the promise. What is the promise? And that's what the focus is right now. What is the promise of God? Let's stand this morning. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Come on, let's thank him this morning. Father, we thank you for the message and the promise that you have already given all of us. And today, Lord Jesus, as we do this example, Lord God, of baptism, come on, Lord. It's a letting go. As Abraham didn't know where he was going, sometimes we go down and we're not sure of what's going to happen. But what we trust in is, Father God, that you promised, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. When you took the cross, Father, you finished it. You said it's finished. And you also made a promise to us. He says, he who has begun a good work in me is able to complete it. As Abraham said, you promised this and you're able to fulfill it. I believe it right now. There's been prophetic words that have been spoken over our lives. And there are things that have come up like a Goliath. And the Lord wants us to take the field in the battle. And he says, you know what? This is who I am. I've been called to be a singer. I've been called to be a messenger of God. And that's who I'm going to be. Because the Lord of Heaven's army has ordained it. Not because of what I've done, but because of who I am and who he says I am. And that's all I need to know. You know, I don't feel like it all the time, but it tries to rob the truth of who I really am. Come on. We are victorious because of who we are. And we need to focus on who we are. We release the love because it's in us. We release the peace because it's in us. Father God, we lay it down, and now we come up and we recognize who we are in the new man, and we let it go. Come on, there's a release and a trust. As Abraham said, I'm going, and I'm gonna nail that thing to the ground. It's done. I'm gonna stop thinking about what other people think about me so much. And I'm just gonna love you, God. And I'm gonna love being your child again. Come on, kids, when you just love being who you are, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. I don't have to impress people. I don't have to be all this stuff. I can just be, God, who you said I am. I want to be me, really who I am. And it's that time where I said, I'm laying down, and I was 12 years old. And I said, all right, I just want what you have. Kids, when you go, it's about, hey, I want what you have. I don't want anything else. I lay it all down, Lord. I want all the new life that you've promised and given us, Lord Jesus. I want to live in your promise. Because I'm a promised child. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for today. Thank you for everything, Jesus. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Hey, we're at prophetic words too on your phone. You got a recorder. We want to make sure we record everything. Praise the Lord.
Those that are going to be baptized today, would you just come up here? We're going to have a prayer over you before, so all together. Are you going to be baptized? The Bible talks about believe and be baptized. So if you're a believer, you believe in Jesus, you ask him into your heart, then it tells us to be baptized. And just what Pastor Tom was talking about today, acting as a pastor, we want to be those that have Jesus in our heart, and then we identify with Lucas He's dead, and the new man, Dominic, which is Lucas, he's alive, and that's the way we live our lives. This is how we fight our battles, all right? Could you stretch your hands, parents, and we're going to pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for these young kids right now. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the anointing of God, the promises of God, the prophetic utterance of God is upon these young guys and gals. We believe, Lord, that you're going to do a work, and they'll experience baptism in a daily way. They'll have to lay down the old and pick up the new. Lay down the old and pick up the new. We ask right now for the anointing of God. And as we go through this process, Lord, that it's not only going to be a blast, but Lord, that it's going to be a change in each one of these young people's lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, let's give the Lord a clap off. We expect the change of God to be upon them. In Jesus' name. We're going to proceed. Should we do this before we eat? I think that'd be pretty cool, because we do have some things as far as the tent. I don't know if all the tables, but whatever we have to get, whether it be a chair, grab a chair and you can go inside the tent or out. But we want to witness this great, great deal. And Pastor Tom doesn't have to jump in the river, but he'll be there. And William and David, would you come and also assist with Tom, with this group right here? I'd appreciate it. God bless you guys. May you go with the strength and power. We're going to have hot dogs, hamburgers, and whatever else is out there right afterwards. So be blessed, and God bless you. You're dismissed.